Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 16th through the 26th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
This is Culture Club HTX on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Lisa Holland-Nelson and Shavana Robert-Schreiber.
Hello, I'm Lisa Holland-Nelson. Bowman, Lombardi, all the things,
fashionista
co-host of Culture Club HTX. And welcome to another week here in Wonderland.
Can you believe it? Second week. We're mid-May.
This is 64, right?
Yep. And we're 64. Mid-May.
64.
Mid-May. 63, yeah. I think. And we're...
64, I think.
64, you're right. 64, yeah. We're mid-May. And, man, this year has just flown by.
So here we are.
And I'm Shavana Robert-Schreiber, the other half of Culture Club HTX. And finally, we're going to go.
It's here for Coach Nelson's Corner.
And what happened?
The
Our
Coach
baseball
Nelson,
boyfriend.
Wait a minute. Coach Nelson, the greatest football coach who never walked
the sideline. You have to say your tagline.
I have to do my tagline.
Okay.
And we have an update from our baseball boyfriend, Baseball Scott, whatever we're calling
baseball
him.
Baseball boyfriend Scott, who we had to remind, but that's okay because he had a good reason.
Here we go.
What does he say about the Astros?
He says, the Astros sit in third place in the AL West. The good news is that their record at 18-18, this was a week ago, is way better than it was this time last year, a year in which the Astros won their division. The bad news is that despite a big night last week, 9-1, the Astros' offense continues to underperform. And they have a challenging stretch of the season ahead of them in which they play 17 straight games without a rest.
Ooh.
Their pitching has been good so far, but this will be a real test. If the pitching falters and the offense remains moribund, this team may look very different after the trade deadline.
Well, you know, I know someone who can help them with this 17-game stretch.
And that is?
You.
How am I going to help
this is your social calendar. This is your, I've been out for 22 nights straight, and yet you still show up looking fabulous. You can help them. They need to hire you.
Ah.
Be like, guys, this is how you keep it together for 17 days in a row.
Hey, I'm telling you. I'm actually at 30 days straight.
See what I mean?
Something.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
I've
had a Sunday in 30 days.
See?
Yeah.
So.
Terrible.
Jim Crane, Lisa Holland-Nelson, Bowman Lombardi is available to help you. All right. So what's happening with the Texans?
Oh, my gosh. The rookie, Arante?
I think it's Arante.
Ursary. We're going to call him Ursary. Is going to stay at tackle. This is a big deal.
Uh-huh.
He's not going to be moved around, says Coach Ryans.
Mm-hmm.
The Houston Texans are taking what they call a fresh approach with this their offensive line, keeping second-round rookie Arante Ursary in his college position at tackle rather than shifting him inside.
So we talked about this last week, that a lot of times what happens is people play a position in college, but when they come to the professional leagues, they get moved around for a number of reasons.
Yeah.
Like we need to move around Foley, the big dog.
Yeah.
To offensive
right. We want
tackle,
to. We
but we want to.
Will.
But either way. So this is interesting.
So anyway, this is a big departure from the team's past practices and aims to develop Ursary as a long-term solution on the outside, potentially as heir to Pro Bowler Laremy Tunsil.
Yep. Well, so here's the other thing that's interesting, that nobody, including Ursary, is locked in. So, you know, what happens as the season gets ready to start and, you know, camp and all this happens, some people you're like, okay, for sure they're coming back and they're going to start. Well, Coach Ryan says nobody's locked in.
So, but at least he's on the O-line.
Yeah, but nobody's locked in. We'll see what happens. I mean, and his college resume is pretty good. 3-year starter, third team AP All-American, Big Ten Offensive Lineman of the Year. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's very good.
Allowed only 5 sacks and 11 QB hits and 1,400 plus passing blocking snaps. That's pretty good. So, you know, it's all good to prioritize this long-term, you know, growth and development, because we know we talk about that. Everyone wants to get the good people, but how do you sustain it? But we'll see how it works, because we need people to protect CJ. Ugh. So we'll see. All right. What else is happening in sports?
Houston, this is exciting.
What?
Houston legend Flo Hyman is to join the Olympic U.S. Olympic Hall of Fame, cementing her volleyball legacy. Flo Hyman, the University of Houston volleyball icon and trailblazer for women's sports, will be posthumously inducted into the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Hall of Fame. No. This July, Hyman's leadership helped propel U.S. women's volleyball to new heights, including a historic Olympic silver medal in 1984. And her influence on the sport still resonates today.
So this is interesting. This class of 2025 Hall of Fame is have some pretty, you know, big name folks, including Serena Williams, Gabby Douglas, and Mike Krasinski, who's a Duke coach. So whatever, Coach K.
Mike Krasinski.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is all happening in Colorado Springs.
Well, that is big.
Yeah. This is so Flo Hyman is going into this Olympic Hall of Fame with some pretty, you know, obviously blue chip folks, and that's great. It's great for U of H. Mm-hmm. And great for her family.
Yeah. I mean, absolutely. I mean, she's breaking big barriers.
Yeah. No, this
you
is
know,
fantastic.
We're excited about that.
So she is one of the, so, you know, as far as her being inducted, it's obviously it's a milestone for her and her legacy, but also it's a symbol to the progress that women's athletics have made, and for those, to your point, who have broken barriers. So this is great. And, you know, we're in the season, I think, of women's sports finally really getting the notoriety for the athleticism and the strategy and the players' excellence that we deserve. So I think
is great. We're getting that. We're not getting the money yet.
Not yet. But first, you know, the notoriety, I think, kind of comes first, and then comes the moolah.
I hope so.
But I think so. I mean, I think this is great. All right. And with that, I think we'll take a break. You ready?
I am.
Are you?
Yeah. You know? We'll be back.
We'll be back.
I'm Shavonna Roberts-Schreiber, co-host of Culture Club HTX, here to talk to you about my other gig, CEO of SNR Creative Advisory. At SNR Creative, we're an elite team of seasoned professionals with one simple mission: partnering with our clients to creatively solve problems. Whether it's help with your business development, updating your communication strategy, or navigating a shift related to business transformation, our team of experts are here to help you think through that transition and execute it seamlessly. To learn more, visit snr-creative.com.
We are the keepers of the wild, America's original and most invested conservationists. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving wildlife and the natural landscapes that define our nation. From rugged alpine ridgelines to peaceful tall grass prairies, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. Our funding has led to cleaner water, fresher air, and improved wildlife habitat. From abundant fish and waterfowl populations to robust deer and elk herds, nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters, stewards of the American outdoors.
America's hunters and target shooters, along with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, have invested more than $46 billion to help state fish and wildlife agencies manage and protect wildlife and wild lands across America. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
Can you dig it? Hey, yo, Houston, this is Booker T. And you already know every Tuesday and Wednesday, we're bringing the heat on the Hall of Fame.
That's right. It's me, the Boat, Brad Gilmore, and we're talking all things wrestling, UFC, boxing, and the biggest stories in sports and entertainment. If it's making headlines, we're breaking it down.
Hot takes, real talk, and behind-the-scenes stories you won't hear anywhere else. Don't miss the Hall of Fame with me and my man, Brad Gilmore, every Tuesday and Wednesday on ESPN 975-925.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think. Stargardt disease was supposed to define me.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
A blinding eye disease attempted to force me away from doing what I was born to do.
But it cannot stop me. I have the tools.
I will keep moving forward.
Pushing past the limits of this disability.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
loss of sight won't blind our vision. Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community.
The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Learn more at fightingblindness.org.
A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
ESPN 97.5.
Monument Chevrolet is offering employee pricing on their entire inventory. That's on both new and pre-owned vehicles until the end of May. And for active or retired military service personnel, Monument Chevrolet has a special offer for you. Get $750 off your purchase plus 25% off OnStar and Sirius XM. Visit Monument Chevrolet and experience the service that has kept customers coming back for 50 years. Monument Chevrolet in Pasadena, right off of 225 and Beltway 8. Start shopping at monumentchevrolet.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
It's National Italian Beef Month, and Portillo's, the home of unrivaled Chicago street food, has a bun-believable deal. This May, Portillo's Perks members get a buy one, get one free regular Italian beef sandwich at any Portillo's restaurant. Not a Perks member yet? Sign up now at Portillo's.com to start enjoying exclusive offers, like this BOGO deal. Now with three Houston area locations, get to Portillo's.com to find yours. That's Portillo's.com.
Blue Star Tequila, the world's first and only night-harvested tequila. This is tequila that's natural, unfiltered best, made with 100% blue agave and totally additive-free. Smooth, vibrant, and full of character. It's tequila the way it was meant to be. So whether you're chasing championships or celebrating the moment, raise your glass to bold beginnings and taste the Blue Star difference. Find it near you at BlueStarTequila.com.
When it comes to accidental injury cases in Harris County, there's one law firm that files nearly three times as many cases than any other firm, and that's Daspit Law Firm. Why? Because they're the best at what they do, getting their clients the compensation they deserve for injuries they've wrongfully suffered in an accident. Lance Zierlein here, and if you suffered an injury in an accident and you would like a free case review, call John Daspit now, 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW or visit DaspitLaw.com.
You're listening to Culture Club HTX on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Lisa Holland Nelson and Shivana Robert Schreiber.
Hello, I'm Lisa Holland Nelson, Bowman Lombardi, and I'm here today as the co-host of Culture Club HTX with some very special guests.
Genevieve and JJ.
Genevieve and JJ Sanchez. Yep. And their dad, Joey, who's our guest from Cup of Joey.
Yes.
And also my bestie, beloved, beautiful.
Bossy,
brilliant.
Yay! I don't know what else.
Whatever, who cares?
Shivana Robert Schreiber, the other half of Culture Club HTX. And we're so happy. I was telling Joey before we started that he's here because literally, if you've been listening to the show for the past 14 months, Lovely has been working, and we've been trying to get Joey on the show in the day. Today is the day, people.
And he is here.
So who is he, Lovely? Let's talk about Cup of Joey.
First and foremost, he's a connector, which if you know me, you know that's my favorite thing in the whole world, to put people together and help them get what they want.
Absolutely.
As the founder of Cup of Joey, his mission is to create connections to a more fulfilling future. Cup of Joey is a weekly coffee happy hour for innovative ideas. He delivers program activations that help you explore your purpose in life and how to connect to the greater community. Joey's previous roles have included Senior Director of Ecosystems at the ION Houston, Director of Corporate Engagement at Houston Exponential, Director of Sales at the Greater Houston Partnership, and an AR Manager with NOV.
Yep.
You have an MBA. Wow.
So, wait a minute. Do you know James Brown Jr.?
You're holding coffee shops and you have an MBA.
James Brown Jr.? No, I don't know.
Okay. He didn't work at Greater Houston Partnership. He worked at the other.
At NOB?
No, at the Houston. I forget what it's called. No. I thought it was very good, but anyway, not the point. So.
Whatever. Today, Joey is the founder of Cup of Joey.
Yes.
And that's what he's doing here because it's a fast growing series of coffee meetups, but
yep.
They're not even meetups. They're so much bigger than that.
I think so.
Yeah. So you tell us in your words.
Well, you can see
about
why
Cup of Joey.
You can see why it's taken me 14 months to get here on the show, and even today I'm fully full with my purposes in life, which are my son JJ, my daughter Genevieve, and I have a 5-year-old who is not here. So it would have right. It's fun.
She's but, like sucker.
But yes, so Cup of Joey is that weekly coffee meetup for innovative ideas, and what it is it's so much more than just a meetup because we ask every individual their purpose in their life. Mm-hmm. And that's something I'm definitely interested in hearing what your purpose in your life is, because it's a really great way to connect with somebody.
Without a doubt. Yeah. Without a doubt. I mean, and if you'll listen to the answer, which a lot of people don't do, unfortunately, but if you do listen to someone's answer, it really helps you be with them however you want to be with them, whether you want to date them, sell them something, all the
notice
things.
Notice her first one.
I can't believe that just sputtered out.
Hey,
right,
and,
okay.
And since pandemic, we all had that like existential crisis during
yes.
the pandemic.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
And this was my action to really find a new way of connection.
So this blew up during the pandemic?
It started during pandemic. We were at home and we were thinking, why not find a better way to be with each other? And so the first one was actually this month, May of 2021.
Oh, wow. Happy anniversary.
Yeah, four years. Yeah. 4 years of Cup of Joey. It's pretty amazing.
And multi-locations now.
It is all over the region of Houston, which is a big region, right?
Yeah.
That's also kind of the reason why we started it, was because we're such a disconnected, dispersed population.
Yes.
People from the Woodlands to Clear Lake, like, they don't know each other.
No,
and,
they don't.
And that's really where I think coffee and connections come into play, is why not just meet everybody you can over coffee?
So tell me this. I have a question. Are you going – so now that it's multi-location, do you – are you present at, like, so many? Like, do you say, okay, I'm going to go to 4 a month? Like, do you have a certain amount that you try to attend?
I do, but I have ambassadors who are amazing. Okay. They host it for me. They show up, and they facilitate the purpose in life conversations mm-hmm. and connections. But I try to get to as many as I can with my hands being so full.
Literally.
Literally.
You explained to us why you started it and sort of the origin story. I mean, how big is the expansion? Like, and like, how is it received differently in different parts of the city? I've only been to the Ion, and
sure.
it's huge. There's like 150 people or more, right?
Every Friday.
Every Friday.
So every Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m., we host at the Ion. And we've gotten up to the Woodlands, Space Center Houston, on the west side at Memorial City, and then also Sugarland. So you're looking at about 9 different locations and hundreds of people every month, almost thousands. And
awesome.
It's, you know, for me, it's really not about the quantity, though. Mm-hmm. It's about that one connection that changes that person's life. And that's really where I come in, is like, you know, as long as one person makes a connection that they wouldn't have had, then it's a success for that day.
Are they all on Friday or are they specific different days?
No, they're all over the place when it comes to
Timing,
but usually it's 8:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. Whether that's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Oh, that's kind of nice to have some variety. But you can technically go to multiple in a week. Maybe,
you can, and it's all on cupofjoey.org, where you can
question.
You know, find the full list of events and go from there.
Speaking of cupofjoey.org, is it a nonprofit?
It isn't. it is a for-profit LLC. The .org was a lot cheaper than the .com.
Hey,
so,
we get it.
But I do plan on expanding it into a nonprofit element.
Well, I would think that there has to be a great opportunity.
Or what about the B Corp, right? So the B Corporations, which you can have a bit of for-profit, nonprofit.
That's
structure.
Yeah, because I'm very mission-driven.
Right, exactly.
I'm not very profit-oriented. That being said, mm-hmm. Cup of Joey has become profitable.
Good. Congratulations.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Not enough to feed these little fellows.
So is JJ working for Cup of Joey yet?
He is. He doesn't know it, but he is. He helps out with multiple things in the business. And then it is a home business. So we have it out of our apartment, which is in downtown Houston.
Nice.
Oh, you live downtown.
So final question. Well, two questions. So what's next? So you have, let's run through what you've already done. So you saw this gap that was happening in the pandemic, not just in the market, but in humanity, and decided, you know what, I can close that gap, and you create a Cup of Joey. You then took it to the next level and expanded across the region, which is fantastic. So Houston, the Woodlands, Sugar Land, and the West Side. And now you're thinking about the structure, right? So we, you know, we're nonprofit kind of, but no, not really.
Sure.
For profit, but you are mission driven, so you can work through that. What's going to happen next?
That is a great question. Scalability is is really what I'm working through.
Mm-hmm.
How do you scale this idea? That's something I'm open to interpretation or help with from the community.
Oh, well, I think creating a force of ambassadors is how you do it.
Yeah,
thank you.
You're
going to
just recruit. Like it's almost like you're going to have an inner circle.
And if you do that, and then it's anywhere a person goes, not just in this region, but in this world, they have the same experience. Then that, to your point, I mean that's the ticket.
So it's a beautiful idea. I have a club online now that is recently debuted. So the club is to help you find your purpose, but then also how to become a catalyst in your community.
Oh, nice.
My ultimate goal is to create a network of coffee shops across the country that have Friday 8:30 to 10:30 becomes like that place and space that
maybe
you go
could to. Almost partner with Starbucks or some major
or whoever.
Something.
Yeah,
that would be awesome.
I mean
Starbucks or
not?
Any coffee.
Well, but I'm just saying you want to scale.
Well, but
that's
I think it's harder.
It
is, but I think to proof of concept, Yellow Cup, Cats, is some of the smaller local ones who care about Houston.
Yes.
So hyper local first, get it set, and then it's easy to say, here's our case study.
Yes.
Unfortunately,
Starbucks,
I go big or go home.
Well,
she's
I've talked to
me.
Starbucks, and you can't touch their countertop.
Exactly.
You can't touch their brand. Cup of Joey, on the other hand, is cup.
Very
We're not the
touch.
Coffee.
Correct.
Yeah.
And so I see a vision of going into a local coffee shop and getting, instead of a regular paper cup, an actual Cup of Joey.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah.
Which then becomes your visual image of you're open to connection.
Yeah, and that's the reminder. That's the cue.
Exactly.
I love
that's
that.
The cue. That's the opening statement.
That's really good. Okay, so final question. Where can people go to learn more about you and all the great things you're up to?
So cupofjoey.org. You'll find everything there.
The club, too?
The club is there.
Okay.
And then find me and Cup of Joey on LinkedIn and on Instagram. We're really trying to branch out and become more of a gamified experience.
Okay.
And it's almost there. I honestly got to say, if I just had a few more hands.
Well, you do. You have Genevieve is like, I need some ice cream, Play-Doh ice cream.
Yeah.
It is pretty fun. Anyway, so.
Life is good, though. I can't say it enough. We're very blessed. And to have family and to have community is really the core of Cup of Joey. And seeing people come together around something more than just their business titles.
Yes.
And turn it into a true relationship that changes the world. That is what. That's
right. Yeah, that's right.
Well,
I like a ride
say,
on.
I feel blessed that we finally got you here.
I know. It's
and
awesome.
I'll have
thank
to come
so
back.
And, yes, of
and,
course.
Be a part of this with, when they're
we
older.
We would love
and,
it.
And go from there.
We would
JJ's
love
like,
it.
You already put me to work. So he's like, when's my time? All
are
right,
we
so,
out of time or do we have any more?
No, we're out of time.
Oh.
So thank you so much for being
thank
here. Thank you too, Genevieve and JJ. And with he's like, you're welcome. You're welcome. Give me my fee. All right. And with that, we'll be back.
Bye. Do you love listening to Shabana and me talk about all the things every Sunday here? Do you ever wish you could see what we're laughing about so much? Especially what Magical's laughing about? You're in luck. Subscribe to our YouTube channel and see the fun clips and outtakes from the show, as well as our super special series, Friends by the Fireplace, that we release every Friday. Finding us on YouTube is easy breezy. Type Culture Club HTX and voila, you're in.
You're listening to Culture Club HTX on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Lisa Holland Nelson and Shabana Robert Schreiber.
And we're back.
Hi!
I'm Lisa Holland Nelson, the fashionista. co-host of Culture Club HTX and excited to be here to talk about some interesting things
Speaking
going on
fashion,
in our community.
Laundry.
Yeah. Well, I think that's important. There's a new a new organization in town called No Scrubs, and they're bringing DoorDash-style laundry pickup to Houston, promising relief for busy families. I just want to say this is not new. I don't know if anybody hasn't noticed the Tide trucks driving around, picking up cleaning and dry cleaning. And
well, but I think the difference
they're
might
be. They're not doing laundry.
Yeah, and I also, well, they do, but it's. I think it's, the price point is probably.
Same day door-to-door solution.
Exactly. I think it's more like DoorDash in the like speed at which you can turn it around, which is not, Tide is no, they don't do it that quickly.
Clothes are picked up from the customer's door, washed at a local laundromat, and returned folded the same day.
Wow.
It's currently available in 77002, 77004, and 77005, and a few others. Maybe me, because I'm 07.
So here's the thing that's interesting. A single pickup. Now, this price point, I don't know. I haven't
this
done
that. Expensive.
Well, see, that's the thing I don't know. So $40 for 20 pounds of laundry. Like, is that? But then you can do a basic monthly plan and pay $60 for two pickups. So basically for $60.
Do your laundry twice a month?
Hey,
who does that?
These humans. That
we do it. Hello, I live alone and do it twice a week.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, these humans okay. who.
Whoa.
Well, so anyway, so they use hypoallergenic detergents. They cater to those with allergies and sensitivities. And some of the customers who've already used this said that it's a relief. And they're, one of the folks said that she's so happy she could cry. She 1,000% recommends this if you have time restrictions or physical restrictions. Now, I do get that.
She's pregnant.
Well,
person.
I didn't get that. But I do get, well, she is. But I do get if you have any kind of physical limitations, it can be, it is a physical thing to do laundry. So I could see that being very helpful for people who need some support. And this is another gig worker opportunity, right?
Yeah,
so you go pick up, drive around, pick. But people's laundry may stink, though. I don't know.
I don't want to know anymore.
No, I just like, as I'm thinking about this, I'm like, huh, how does this all actually work out? Either way, you can do it. And local, so here's the thing that we don't know. So is the human that's picking up your clothes going to wash your clothes at the laundry?
No. We don't know.
Yeah, it says, I think so. I think they're going to pick it up and then they're going to go to a local laundry mat and wash it and fold it and then bring it back to you.
For $40?
Listen.
That doesn't make sense. And they have to do more than one a day,
obviously. They probably do. They pick up a bunch. They go and put it all in because it's the same 2 hours or whatever.
But how do you remember who's who or what's what?
And here is the question that I have. And this is why
you have
to
put those nasty iron-on tags on.
I'm not using it. Anyway,
but
for people, we
know. But no scrubs, good luck. No, I mean that. I think it sounded great, and then I went.
Then you start thinking about it.
Yeah.
That's many ideas, though, right? They sound great. Then you start me. I'm like, well, wait a minute. Let's just really think through this. And I'm like, no, I'm not doing that. Anyway, so
it goes
we'll
to okay to no okay.
Real quick. Because I'm like, all of a sudden, this doesn't make sense. Okay, lovely. Our dark underpasses are getting a vibrant makeover with interactive art and lighting. You were very excited about
this. I'm very excited about this. We're set to transform our dim, neglected underpasses along Rust Street and Texas Avenue into lively corridors bursting with color, light, and sound. The Underpassage, a public art installation by Moon Pappas Art, starts construction this summer and aims to brighten downtown, boost safety, and connect communities just in time for major upcoming events like the 2026 FIFA World Cup. But I was more excited before I found out where they are.
Okay.
You know, they're down on all the underpasses near Dykin.
Uh-huh.
Dykin, like down by Dykin and George R. Brown and all that. I want them on the underpass on Richmond and 59.
By your house.
You know, where everybody's living and it's pitch black.
Oh, people are living over there too.
Pitch black because nobody's repairing the lights.
Well, people are living.
The mayor says it's TxDOT. Try to let TxDOT know that all the lights are out.
Well, here's the thing that I know about these underpassages. I learned this nugget from Search. So, number A, there was one human, literally, that worked at the county or somewhere or the state. You know those signs that used to say no loitering? There was one person. They retired and they stopped making the signs. And once the sign's there, not there, you can't enforce the code. So that happened years ago, right? And that this is,
you can't see, my mouth is open.
Right. I mean, for efficiencies, I mean, this is like no K. Anyway, so that's number one. Number two, people do, to your point, people do live. There are unhoused people who live there. So my big question about this, while I'm all about revitalization and vibrancy, where are you going to, we have to also think about the humans who are making their, like, you can't just push them in other places, right? Like, that would be irresponsible. So what I hope is also happening is that this project is being done in concert with something that's going to help those unhoused people, like the underpass you mentioned off of Richmond, find permanent, stable housing so we don't just shuffle peas around the plate. You know what I mean?
Right, I do.
So that's the thing. I'm like, it all sounds good. And I know people clean up cities when we have big events like FIFA World Cup. But there's still people, like, where are these people going to go? They're just going to move to a different underpass. So anyway, we'll see. And, you know, I do think that in general, anything that we can do to upgrade areas, make places safer at night so people can walk around.
And this is a walking area.
And it's good for business too, right? Because if people feel safe walking out and about, even if you just live there, you're more likely to go out and eat and do different things. So we'll see. But I do think we need to keep our eye on the comprehensive solution and not just the surface level fun thing of like, oh, it's going to be better now, but where are these humans going? All right. Nancy Hussle. Have you been there?
No.
I've not been there either.
Dying to go, but I think they're famous for their hamburgers, which I don't eat, among other
things. Well, I thought they had hours that weren't conducive to my schedule.
Well, now they're open seven nights a week for dinner.
Yeah, so I think, let's see.
I mean, critically acclaimed Houston favorite is now open every night, responding to customer demand and the city's bustling dining scene. Recently named as one of America's top 15 restaurants by Food and Wine and honored with a Michelin Bib Gourmand, this beloved spot is making it easier for diners, including hospitality pros and out-of-towners, to grab a coveted seat. So dinner service 7 days a week, including Mondays, but doesn't say what hours.
Well, they are open. Wait, they seat open until 11 p.m.
Wow.
Who eats dinner at 11 p.m.? Or 11:30?
People doing something and need to eat after.
Okay. Okay. Anyway, so the 7-day-a-week schedule allows for more flexible and consecutive days off, of days of improving work-life balance for the staff, et cetera, et cetera. So,
well, they also got this incredible new bar manager from Anvil.
Ah.
Yeah, Brandon Cho. So that's going to be...
Yeah, this will be interesting.
They're growing up.
You know, another thing we need to do is Sorrento, the Frank Sinatra night.
We
need to figure out the date because when
we need to ask her.
We didn't have the date yet, but stand by.
We will let you know when Frank Sinatra night is, and you can all come say hi to us.
And we should go to Nancy's
with Magical
because we need to go. Magical Ways. We need to go do that.
Okay.
So for community, I think that's it. Lovely. I mean, you know, last week you went through your community, and I mean, it was very expansive.
And I did nothing this week.
Okay, good.
I'm on the nothing zone.
Mm-hmm.
That's not actually true.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I'm not on the lovely.
You know what? You know what would be kind of funny? To publish your social, your weekly luncheon, some kind of gala extravaganza community schedule.
That is so not true. Oh, it would not be interesting in any way, shape,
or form. It would be.
Oh, man, I have a whole bunch of stuff.
Magical. You hear what? So what are the three highlights from this week? Your three events that were great in this week that we just had? Just three. Lovely.
Let's see. Okay. My three highlights.
Top three highlights.
Well, mm-hmm. actually, to three. Tell you the truth.
Mm-hmm. Low lights only.
I have to talk about the Swoon magazine honoring the women of Memorial and my precious friend, Jenny Todd.
Okay, there you go.
Okay, so
yay,
that
Jenny.
Was very exciting.
Yes.
Thank you. Congratulations, Jenny. And that was a week ago, but it was like, I forgot, I didn't have time to mention it.
Uh-huh.
And then on Wednesday, the 14th, the Barbara Bush
Literacy Foundation.
Literacy Foundation is having a Power of Literacy brunch celebrating all the former chairs of the luncheon.
Oh, that's fun.
Which is
that's
exciting.
A good idea.
Yeah, I'm very excited about that. And then
you have one more.
I have one more,
uh-huh.
And that's going to be. I have two.
Go ahead.
Vataka Friday night.
Yes.
We saw the Vitaka Ballet, which was
fantastic.
So
Smith Works. And if you missed it, sorry, because it was over.
And last but not least is Night at the Cabaret, a fundraiser for the Hobby Center for the Performing Arts. So it's Hobby Center in their new Founders Room.
Oh, nice.
So it's just going to be really, really cool.
And that's Saturday. That was Saturday. That was yesterday.
Yeah, Saturday.
Yeah. Okay, so for the record, this is a Nothing Burger week, apparently, that she just went through. Only her highlights, and there were four of them. So I'm just putting that out there. Okay. All right, so let's take a break, and then we'll come back for our final segment of Fashion, Fitness, and Wellness.
And we're back. I'm Lisa Holland Nelson Bowman Lombardi, fashionista co-host of Culture Club HTX,
and
here
your favorite segment
for the Fashion, Fitness, and Wellness segment with my beautiful, brilliant, bossy, best, beloved.
She never forgets it now. You threw bossy in there / leadership, and you see, that's what we needed this whole time.
Whatever that other one was.
It wasn't right.
No, it was blessed. I said
anyway. Yeah, like whatever that was, it wasn't.
Your hands are like ice.
They're always cold. All right, so let's talk fashion.
Fashion.
Fitness, wellness. Okay,
yeah, because this is kind of like a wellness thing, new nano ear, a tiny implant that could upend the hearing aid industry, created by a Houston surgeon.
Mm-hmm.
Houston Methodist Dr. Ron Moses has invented nano ear, billed as the world's smallest hearing aid, which could radically change hearing care for millions. Unlike traditional hearing aids, NanoEar is a 5-minute in-office implant that promises more power, better sound quality, and none of the visibility or stigma of current devices. With a vast, untapped global market, the device has investors and future users on alert. Didn't they just get some big investment?
They raised almost $1 million, and they have another 2.75 that they need to build the prototype.
Yeah.
And to bring it fully to life. But yeah, so they partnered with Austin Capital Factory for fundraising, and they're already generating significant interest.
Oh, I would.
So here's the question that I have. I didn't know that there was a stigma. Like, I have known people who've worn hearing devices.
Oh, what tree are you living in? What do you mean? There's a huge stigma.
What's the stigma?
People don't want to wear hearing aids. It's a sign of aging.
But so let me finish. I know people of all – I've always known people of all ages. And, like, I think the first person I knew was not – they were like
a kid.
Or like a young – like they weren't like an older person.
But so seriously, I have one friend who won't even get her hearing tested.
So talk to me about
this. Because they feel like it's a true sign of aging.
Well, that's a very...
Losing your hearing, talking loud, the TV on loud, all the
things. That's a very limited belief that needs to be updated, because I think about... You think about people who rock... People who were in bands. They may be 40 and they were... Because
it's
not
about
age.
Well, they have to wear those earpieces.
No, but
so
they
didn't
always.
Now hearing look like those earpieces anyway.
Well, this is what I mean. I'm like, it's not always about age. It's about hearing loss as it relates to exposure. So you at any age, I just didn't know there was a stigma, but apparently I think people need to update that so they can hear, because you know what should be a stigma is saying ha, ha, ha all the time.
My favorite word.
Exactly. Because you, do you need a nano ear?
I'm sure I do.
Okay. So see, it's no stigma. It's just like we talked about with Dr. Schreiber. You got to get what you need, folks. Anyway, I think this is fantastic. And go get your hearing checked, everybody. If anyone tries to make it weird, you just flip them off, because it's not weird. You're trying to be participatory in life, and so you need to be able to hear it in order to do so. So,
All right.
So other wellness story that's not so awesome. Houston lands at the number 7 spot among America's most polluted cities. Did you know that? I didn't know that. So,
well, I knew it because you told me earlier.
Yeah, so... Failing counties include Brazoria, Galveston, Harris, and Montgomery. We all received an F for failing. Mm-hmm. And at-risk groups include children with pediatric asthma, people with COPD, and those battling lung cancer are especially vulnerable. And side effects and risks include flare-ups, asthma attacks, etc. So, yeah, you know, the thing is, I don't know what we can do. I mean, we should drive less. That's probably one big thing we can do as far as making our air quality better. But yeah, it's just kind of one of those things we have to keep in mind. You know, I have noticed that more people are wearing masks, even not necessarily for, you know, disease prevention as much as air quality.
Which is, I've spent so much time, as you know, in Asia.
Me too.
And people
wear masks all the time. Yeah.
Because of the air quality.
And I've noticed that. And so I'm wondering if some of the people, they have problems breathing and then the air quality is so bad that they're like, you know what, this makes more sense. So be informed, folks, and take care of yourself. Okay, so what is our final fashion story, or final story in this segment is a fashion story. So
about the Met Gala, which was last week.
Yes.
And, you know, probably the highlight of the fashion year.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's the biggest, most important fashion gala in New York City, which is the fashion capital of the United States. It has morphed. I think we talked about this before. This is our second year to discuss the Met Gala.
Mm-hmm.
So interesting.
Yeah.
So it's morphed from a gala that originally was attended by the wealthiest, elite people in New York City.
And most elite based on
philanthropy, family history, all the things.
Okay. Not intellectual
climbing.
Capacity.
Not climbing so much or intellectual capacity.
Yeah, I'm like,
no,
elite
it was.
Yeah, I'm like, okay.
It was, you know, the socialites. When there were true socialites.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, it was their gala, and it supported the incredible costume exhibit at the Metropolitan Museum of Fine Arts, which has, you know, and years ago, I'm not sure how many, maybe 15, I think it's, they talked about it. Anna Wintour took it over as a Vogue event and transformed it into an incredible, incredible event, spectacle, and fundraising event. It's, well, every year there's a theme based on the costume exhibit itself. And this year was quite the theme. I mean, let me just read it right so I don't miss. The super fine tailoring black style.
Mm-hmm.
So basically the costume exhibit is around the dandy style of black men, really in the turn of the century from the 1800s to the 1900s. Mm-hmm. There were some spectacular costumes and some spectacular dresses.
Clothing.
on the four men who were the co-chairs. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were incredible. But the thing about the costume exhibit and the gala is it has become a costume gala.
Mm-hmm. But this year, it was different.
It wasn't quite as costumey,
but it wasn't
fashionable either.
Right.
It's just not. I mean, when you go and put some halo-looking hard thing around. I mean, you know, Demi Moore wore a beautiful dress, and the thing that circled her head was ridiculous, you know, and unnecessary. Serena Williams looked fabulous in one of her outfits and ridiculous in some green thing she had on.
Some green contraption.
Yeah. I mean, Rihanna looked great announcing another baby. Is this number three?
It is
number three. Okay. Some of it was just absolutely crazy, but some people really, really, really were fabulous. I mean, fabulous, fabulous. And they were the men, but also some of the women. And some were just ridiculous. The real theme, as you can imagine, was black and white, which isn't going to be more of a fashion trend or less of a fashion trend than it ever is.
Exactly.
It never goes away.
Nope. It's always
and,
chic. You can always make it chic. Yeah, I think it was definitely still pretty costumey, but not as much as like the – I can't forget the Lady Gaga with the meat.
That's been years.
No,
that
but still, like, that's
ago.
Like
with the
still,
pork chops. Wasn't it pork
yeah,
chops?
Something.
Zendaya was gorgeous in a white Louis Vuitton suit. I mean, absolutely gorgeous. Gorgeous, gorgeous.
So that's the thing that I took away. Lots of suits.
Yes.
Lots of
menswear, men on her.
Lots of structure pieces, which we know I like.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Wait, I'm just looking because they're my favorites. My favorite one
was
Nicole. Keith Urban's wife. What's her name?
Kidman.
Nicole Kidman. She was gorgeous. She was in, I think she was in Givenchy. She has cut her hair, and it is spectacular.
What was up with Pamela Anderson? People were talking about her not wearing makeup.
She's not wearing makeup anymore.
Okay.
Because she's decided that she needs to be natural.
Okay.
It's really scary.
I'm like, okay.
I mean, you know, it's not like this girl is like probably without makeup. She's blonde. And she's blonde. Blonde eyebrow. I mean, you know, blonde eye. I mean, she is.
Okay.
She's invisible without makeup.
So anyway. It was better this year. Yeah.
You know, Sabrina Carpenter is in Louis Vuitton, but she's in a leotard. I mean, hello. Nobody's really
people wear that. I think you know what I think, Lovely. I think you've just
I get it now. You go out in this, and I'm gonna put the hook out if you go out in this. Outfit.
No, I do. But here's the thing. I think what you don't realize is that some of these people they do wear that is regular
well, I know
fashion.
They do, but they're also
like that's regular fashion
things.
Yeah, I mean people like at the Rockets game, like people wear stuff like that. They do.
You need to take me to these places.
All right. Well,
okay.
This has been such a fun show. Oh, I'm looking at Nicole Kidman.
Look at, isn't she gorgeous?
Yeah, but no, I'm looking at Pamela Anderson. Yikes.
Look at Demi Moore.
Yeah, no, it looks.
I mean, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, that's pretty.
I mean, it's just ridiculous. It's a gorgeous dress, but the thing over her head's just.
Okay. So, anyway.
An attention getter, which it got my attention.
It got your attention, so.
All right. So, we've been talking, and you can't see what we're looking at.
No. So, it's time for us to wrap up the show. So, Lovely, as per usual. Fun.
Always.
And we want people to not wear costumes or wear real clothing. And we want them to do what?
Stay fit. Oh, no. Stay focused.
The irony. Stay fit.
Stay focused. Stay fabulous. All the things. We want you to stay focused, stay fit, and stay fabulous. And do not listen to me. And we'll be back again next week.
Okay. See you. Bye.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.